Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you have been here for Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Atuongere katonda ingalizamani.
Let's add to the mighty hand clap.
Uluaba wezaba fudu waguru.
For the ministers who have ministered to us.
Musomesa Eddie.
Teacher Eddie.
Oamone teacher Vincent.
And teacher Vincent.
Ubomoyo wa katonda.
By the Spirit of God.
Abongere do tuwe chigambi chama kis.
Move, give us a word of wisdom.
Okutegera.
Understanding.
Amurimo akuteisa kwa katonda.
Is the counsel of God. There is the power of God, field of light of knowledge, and it holds the fear of God, and it brings the fear of God.
You
totally hate evil, and
you
yearn for righteousness, humility, gentleness, and to be gentle. As we come before him with them,
it's
not asked much, the rest they are his. Praise Jesus much.
Lord
the Father, give him glory and honor, even his word of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit. For the thousands of angels,
they
sent to minister in our midst, in provision, in protection, in treatments, in all ways of God. Mostly teaching us the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we thank the Lord. Added us this other day. And he moved to teach us to profit. As we first profit we ourselves. And then we profit the others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on.
Department
as we still see the 8 departments
government ya Katonda yo muguru
kunsi, which make up God's heavenly government to the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move reach unto you God's standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call, which is moved there 2022. Blessing the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we
are
still moving on to see the 6th standard strategy, which is known as the harvesters of spirits. They get them from the world, take them back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these governments, the first, it is God's heavenly government on the earth. With the responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. As
we've
come study.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 up to 7,
as
we connect with Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to
2,
and we also see the second government, God's government in the governments of the earth, or call it the central government,
for
God is heavenly governments on the earth. And this central
government
shall reconcile governments of the world.
Ne government ya Katonda yo muguru.
God is heavenly government on the earth. Works within the Holy Church of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
also proved to governments of the world that God rules within their governments. 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
as we saw in Daniel chapter 4,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Onyuru abiri mwennyana okukira.
24 downwards.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Awamo ne Barumi sura 13.
Even Romans chapter 13.
Soka pakuru
ko. Verses 1 to 4.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tuzze tulaba.
So we've come seeing
department omunana.
The 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda yomuguru
kuru. Which make up God's 7 governments on the earth.
Eranga butuna batu zimaliriza.
When we would have finished them.
Tuino kulaba department yomunana.
We have to see the 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda mu government zokuru.
Which make up God's government and the governments of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Etwagala okulabika.
But we want to appear.
Ate nga tukomekereza okulaba.
As we conclude seeing.
Department yomunana.
The 8 departments.
Ezikola government ya Katonda yomuguru.
Make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuchagena maso.
We are still moving on.
Ne department eyomukaga.
With the 6th department.
Department eyaba kabona abayigiriza.
Department of the teaching priests.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Department eyaba kabona abayigiriza.
Department of teaching priests.
Mukanisa ya Katonda entukuvu ku nsi.
The Holy Church of God on the earth.
Eranga twaraba ku mulundi guli.
And we saw on the other time.
Tibali n'obuvunaanyizibwa.
That they have a responsibility.
Okulabisa obujjuvu obwa Katonda.
To manifest the fullness of God.
Okubeerawo kwa Katonda.
The presence of God.
N'emirimu gya Katonda mu nsi.
And the works of God in the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era twaraba ebintu bingi.
And we saw many things.
Bwe twagenda okutematema.
When we move to break down four things which appear in the 2nd Chronicles chapter 15 and the verse
3.
When it reads saying like this, let's read we hear.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri, esula ey'15 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
2nd Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima era nga talina kabona ayigiriza.
Now, for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without the law.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. In the 2nd Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 3, we saw there four things. And when we saw the first thing, that for a long time, and we knew those seasons, they can multiply. A thousand times 2 years.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Bwe twamala.
After we finished.
Ne twetegereza.
And we analyzed.
Isirayiri.
Israel.
Obe kanisa.
Or the church.
Nga terina Katonda w'amazima.
And it has not a true God.
Ne tulaba abo bakatonda ab'obulimba abaaliwo.
And we saw there the false gods were there in the midst there.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bakatonda abatatonda guna.
Gods who never created heaven and earth.
Abaali masekati yawo.
Who were in the midst there. According to what we saw in the 1st Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 5 up to 8. Praise Jesus much. And after we finished, and there is no teaching priest. We saw that the teaching priest first meets with the teaching God. Yes.
N'amujjuza omusana ogw'okumanya Katonda ogujjudde.
He fills him light of the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Kubanga twalaba mu Isaiah 47.
Because we saw in Isaiah 48. Verse 17. That he is the Lord God who teaches us to profit. And we know as
we
speak in the Job 36. That no one teaches like him. Praise Jesus much. Now we saw many things. And where we were concluding. Remember of reading Ephesians chapter 3, starting from verse 17 up to verse 19, the work of the teaching priests, that they have first been taught by God, and they have filled the fullness of God, and they manifested in the world, they manifest the presence of God, and they manifest his works. Praise Jesus much. Read there, we hear in Ephesians.
Abefeso esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'17.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima gyammwe olw'okukkiriza mubeerenga n'emmizi munywezebwenga mu kwagala.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Verse 18. Obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi webiri.
May be able to comprehend with all the holy ones with what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
Verse
19.
N'okumanya okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa. Mulyoke mujjuzibwe obujjuvu bw'obwa Katonda bwonna.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes.
Nga tusobola okumanya obugazi.
And we can know the breadth,
obuwanvu,
the length,
okukenyuwansi,
the depth,
n'obugulumivu bw'obwa Katonda,
even the height of God.
Natujjuzibwa obujjuvu obwa Katonda.
When we are filled with the fullness of God.
So
the world.
Esobola okujjula okumanya Katonda.
It can get filled knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And His glory.
Ng'amazzi bwe ganjaala ku nnyanja.
As the waters cover the sea.
Singa.
If.
Bakabona abayigiriza.
The teaching priests.
Abasooka okuyigirizibwa Katonda.
Who are first taught by God.
Balabisibwa wakati mu nsi.
They appear in the midst of the world.
Naye nga tujjukira.
But we remember.
Nga tumaze okunyonnyola ebyo ebisatu.
We've explained the three.
Why to put a catch into Chimu?
We remain with one other thing.
Kubanga agamba ntingate wali
we say for a long time we got explained. Israel or the church had not a true God. We got explained.
And
they had not a teaching praise. One can manifest the fullness of God in the world, the presence of God, and the works of God in the midst of the world. Praise Jesus much. Now we had the last thing to cover. And they had not laws. What was there in the midst there?
It
was the Bible not the one existing? What was moving on? In that time, they have abolished the laws of God. They abolished the commands of God, the laws, and the judgments, statutes, and the ordinances of God, and they totally abolished them. We want to get explained that issue. That in those days, of the church had not the laws of God. What is there in that time? There is abolishment of the commands of God,
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango,
judgments,
enteekateeka,
statutes,
n'endagirizo za Katonda,
and the ordinances of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati ebirebyo kye kiba kiriwo.
Now that season, that is what is there.
Tewalabaga nti nga teyina mateeka.
That's why they said that, and they did not have the law.
Not
that they were not written in the book of the Lord. They had abolished them. Teaching priest is one who can restore and show you their goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And lift those responsible of them, the judges.
Department,
the fourth department.
In
God is heavenly government on the earth. In the Holy Church of God on the earth. Let's go back brief in the Chronicles.
Second Chronicles, chapter 15,
verse 3.
Era ebiro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda ow'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza, era nga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without the law. Yes.
Bino tusoma bya mirembe
kya kubiri. Read the second Chronicles.
Esura ya 15.
Chapter 15.
Olunyirwa kusatu.
Verses 3.
Ndi ebiro bingi.
That for a long time.
Bitwategera nti biweera ko ddala.
Realize it takes a couple of years.
Bisuke olukumi.
It moves beyond a thousand years.
Ebiyingira myaka enkumi
bbiri. And they enter 2,000 years.
Nga Isirayiri amanyikiddwa ng'ekkanisa.
And Israel known as the church.
Nga talina Katonda ow'amazima.
Do not have a true God.
Katonda yatonda eggulu.
God who created heaven and earth. Yet there are other gods there.
Satan
and his fallen angels who appear as demons of clans. And they don't have a teaching priest. The one taught by God.
okulabisa obujjuvu obwa Katonda ku nsi,
to manifest fullness of God on the earth,
okubeerawo kwa Katonda,
the presence of God,
n'emirimu gya Katonda ku nsi,
and the works of God on this earth, and it's not there.
Era nga tebalina mateeka,
they do not have the laws.
Eno tusoma bya mirembe,
this is 2 Chronicles.
Nejjukira amateeka baali baagaba wadda.
Remember, laws had been given them long before.
Munabi Musa,
in the prophet Moses.
Woroza gaite galiwo.
You think they were not there?
Baali baadi bya madibye.
They had abolished them.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much. Yes.
Unachotegedde.
Something you've understood.
Ngabadibiza biragiro bya Katonda.
And they have abolished the commands of God.
Amateeka.
The laws.
Emisango.
The judgments.
Endagirizo,
the statutes,
n'enteekateeka za Katonda,
and the ordinances of God,
eri Israeli,
unto Israel,
oba eri ekkanisa,
or unto the church,
kati nga bataddewo amateeka g'abantu,
and they have set up human doctrines and commands,
nga n'abantu bano bagajja eri Sitaani,
they get them from Satan,
era nga bababisa ddala ekkanisa,
and they totally pervert the church. These are the very seasons we are in. The church in the entire world. But I've told you,
we
read 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and the verse 3, that they did not have the laws. But in Exodus chapter 20,
God
began telling them like this: these are all things, the laws were there. Now where are they gone then?
Kati someti ulabi.
Okuve sura ya makumi abiri, noru njiri ulisoka.
Exodus chapter 20 and the verse 1.
Katonda n'ayogera ebigambo bino byonna ng'ayogera nti,
and God spoke all these words saying, verse 2,
nze Mukama Katonda wo eyakujja mu nsi ye Misiri mu nyumba ey'obuddu.
I am the Lord your God who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Verse 3,
tobangana bakatonda balala wendi.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Tewekoleranga ekifaananyi ekyoli, newankubadde ekifaananyi ky'ekintu kyonna kyonna ekiri waggulu mu ggulu, newankubadde ekiri wansi ku ttaka, newankubadde ekiri mu mazzi agali wansi w'ettaka.
You shall not make unto yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Yes. You don't now look. The other 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3, that they did not have the laws.
Yet,
laws had been given them when you read Exodus 20. In the era of prophet Moses. What problem was there in that time? These laws,
or
the commands of God, the laws, judgments, statutes, and the ordinances of God, not that they were not there, but they had abolished them. And they
have
set up human commands. And these people, they were led by Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
They had just abolished them. They had abolished them. That's where our Lord Jesus, when he was born on the world, he found them and abolished them. And they have set up human commands. Now, when you look to church in the entire world,
the
commands they move by there of human beings, and behind the supporter of them, it is Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
amen.
Let's read in Matthew chapter 15, starting from verse 7. Matthew chapter 15, verse 7.
Mwebana mfusi. Isaya yawaburunji obunnabbi kumwe ng'agamba nti,
you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying, verse 8,
abantu bano banzisamu ekitiibwa kya kumimwa naye omutima gwabwe gundi wala.
But these people draw nearer to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse 9,
naye bansinziza bwereere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga bye by'okukwata.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes.
Kakati obukuusa bwali bwalabika dda.
Hypocrisy had already appeared.
Nga bayigiriza eby'abantu
and they teach doctrines of men
nga byebiragira ebyokukwata
as commands that they keep them
obuntegedde bulungi
don't have you understood me
nti sigamba nti sayiri oba ekkanisa
not that Israel or the church
amateeka mu bayibuli yali tegalina
those in the bible they did not have them
gali we gali
they were there
ebiragiro bya Katonda nga mwebiri mu bayibuli
the commands of God were in the bible
n'amateeka
and the laws
n'emisango
judgments
endagirizo
statutes
n'enteekateeka za Katonda
ordinances of God
ekkanisa zeyina okugoberera
that church has to follow
naye nga zaadibizibwa
but they had been abolished
kati nebateekawo ebyabantu
and they set up human doctrines yes
ebiragiro byabantu
commands of men
n'abantu banonga baina satani emabega
these people had Satan behind them
atekawo bino okukyamya abaana ba Katonda
who sets up these to pervert the children of God
mubiro byetulimu
now in the seasons we are in
atenga bimaza kaseera kanji
and they have taken a long time
ngabitambula
when they are moving
bwotunulira enkola za madini
when you look to the way of religion
okugeza
for example
baganda bafu abakatuliki
the Catholics
baganda bafu abaprotestants baganda bafu abaisilamu
Muslims
n'abalala
and the others
kakati ne baganda bafa abarokole byennyini
now our brethren they born again themselves
ngaba yine ebiragire byewunyisha
they have amazing commands
ngabi abantu
and they are of humans
nga papa vayo na bitekawo
the pope comes and establish them there
abantu ne babera bete kufu okugobera ebyo
people are ready to follow those
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Nikoroza mu Bible tegalimu.
But you think the Bible is not there? For example,
mukuvesule ya 20.
Exodus 20.
Olunyoro okunaga.
Verses 4 he asked.
Tewekolere ekifana nyicho na.
Don't not make an graven image.
Echechi kazobe echechi
sa. The male or the female image.
Kuchivuna miranga.
Bow down to it.
Bone bakora.
And they make the images of Mary.
Eja Josephu
of Joseph
nibavunama
and they bow to them.
Nebadi bya mateka ga Katonda nga barabira dala.
Abolish the laws of God as they see.
Ondegede buru.
Have you understood me well?
Abatekanga mwegali mu Bible.
The laws are in the Bible.
Baga divya nonno.
Abolish them.
Baka bakabona lwe bakomawa abayigiriza.
Still teaching priests come back.
Kubebya bino bibera binji.
For those seasons are long.
Ngatibaina Katonda omulamu.
No have true gods.
Kubanga
because
tibaina kabona ayigiriza.
They don't have a teaching.
Ngatibaina mateka.
They have no laws.
Kubanga twali kabona agayigiriza. Okugajeri Katonda.
Teach them from God.
Kubanga
because
bwayogera eri mu Malaki sura yo kubi
when he speaks Malaki chapter 2 verse 7
kabona abayi nokubanga ajuzibwa okumanya
the priest has to be filled with knowledge
no musana gonna
with all the lies
ugwe biragiro bya Katonda
the commands of God
kadusome tulabe
let's put we see
Malaki esure yo kubiri no lunyiriri olwo musanvu
Malaki chapter 2 verse 7
kubanga emimwa jya kabona jandinywezeze okumanya era bandi nonyeza amateeka mukamwake kubanga ye mubaka wa mukama wije
for the priest's lips should preserve knowledge and they should seek the law from his mouth for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts yes
emwaja kabona
the priest's lips
gina kunyweza omusano ogwo kumanya
preserve light of knowledge
ugwita mchigambo cha
which pass through the word of God
omusano ogwo
that light
ngaguyingira ne mukumanya ebiragiro bya Katonda
and does he knowing the commands of God
amateeka
the laws
emisango
the judgments
indagirizo
statutes
nende kateka za Katonda
and the ordinances of God
jabantu wabajja
that when people come
abajukisha kuba muri mugwawe
reminds them to them for it's their work
wakati
in the midst
mukujuze so kumanya Katonda
filling the world knowledge of God
divochi.
And his glory
baba inero muri mugwo okula bisokubera woku
have a work manifest his presence
Katonda
go
nasobora kubanga wali
cannot be present
ngatatu wadde bilagira
when is not given us commands
kubanga tali tata mumaka
there's no father in the home
alabiko kubera ngatali nawo bilagira
be there without commands there.
Abamakaga baga muremi.
That hobby is failed it.
Gabaga muremi.
Yes, failed it.
Nebo abanga Katonda echitafu.
If God is our father.
Nene okubera oko kuino okuba amwe ebiragiro bya amaka.
Must hold the commands of the home.
Wow.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wola birange kanisa.
Upon which is the church. God is not in there.
Nene muri biragiro bya Katonda.
You are not in the commands of God.
Mulimu gwaba kabona abayigiriza
the work of the teaching priests
okulabisa Katonda
to manifest God
okulabisa obujuvu
to manifest his fullness
okumanya Katonda okujude
the full knowledge of God and his glory
kubera woku
that is his presence
ne mirimu gye mikono gye
in the works of his hands
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
na yenga bwe tuuliddeko
as we have heard
bali badi omanyi bali aba bayirawo
no that those who are there
so bayigiriza ebyabantu
they teach doctrines of man
ngabi ebyokukwata
as commands to keep Let's get back to Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 15, verse
7.
Matthew chapter 15,
verse 7.
You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, verse
8,
these people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse
9.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes. They had hypocrisy. And they totally lived the things of God. And they know God said very well. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 16 up to 20. Don't look to any image which is of this. See under the earth, of male or female, to bow down to it. Themselves, they wake up and they make a male image, female image,
Maria.
Mary, and they put their bow to it.
But
the law, don't you think it is there? That is the biggest church in the world.
Oh,
my God. They totally abolished them. Fall to born again of this generation, who claim they are in grace and not in the laws, and they beat them. So how will you read them to them? You say you are in the grace, not the laws.
Yes, you must
praise witness. Jesus. Amen. Much. But hypocrisy, how does it start? There are elders who connive with Satan. There are elders of the church who go abolish the commands of God. As they connive with Satan,
temptations
began like this when our Lord teaching priest entered. Let's go back to the first verse, Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, from verse
1.
Then came to Jesus scribes and the Pharisees, who were from Jerusalem, saying, verse
2,
why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat food. Verse
3,
but he answered, said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your traditions? Yes.
Now
they made the teaching priest of heaven and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, spoken in Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 verse 14 up to 16. They met him in Matthew here, chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. He told him, you sir, why do your disciples, why did they transgress the traditions? These are the human commands. Yes.
Why
transgress traditions given by our elders? They did not wash their hands. He too told them, why do you also transgress commands of God by traditions you given by your forefathers? You see how the exchange was? There were things, doctrines taught by men as commands to be kept, as the commands, as the laws, as the judgments, as the statutes, as the ordinances.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they are human.
It's
the church today, you see, Instead of researching commands of God, which are they? They set up human commands. If God says, in the Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, freely you are given, you too freely give. That was a command.
Now,
they make up people line. One wants a quick miracle. Line up with
millions.
And they put their other commands.
Baptize
in the rivers flow water. They put their pools on the
pulpits.
And the most people in the pool.
The
church commands and reach a normal line.
And
God beats teaching priest, come. I want to teach you how to profit. Yes. Teaches of his laws. Commandments. The laws. Judgments, statutes and ordinances of God. It brings back the presence of God in the church. For he is our Father. Cannot not given us commands.
He
cannot appear and doesn't rebuke us. Because he does not rebuke us, we are legitimate children. Have you seen that? There's a point you know that in the church there is no living God.
And
those who lead those churches, right from the religions, in the beliefs in the midst there, even in the salvation, and they set up the commands they want, as those to keep. Handkerchiefs they sell them that they are blessed. And God says,
blessed
you in the heaven realms, the blessing never came through handkerchiefs.
Set
up many things, the drama is much there. And they say this is blessed water.
Why
don't we take
what
is spirit flow like rivers of living? Who gets from the fathers and
give?
That is the blessing he gets from the fathers. And you begin to have attachments of demons. Yes. You have oil anointing in the bottles. You must pray to Satan.
Yes, you have
praise Amen. Jesus Christ. Now there is abolishment. But these elders, they are wizards, as they consent to Satan. And they go act hypocritical on the commands of God. And they put their theirs because of years. Recently we saw elders, it's not upon years, elders of the church. It is knowledge. Now they send them a priest, a teaching priest, expose them. Praise Jesus much.
No,
in the Ezekiel chapter
8,
these are wizards. And they connect with Satan. And they come to trouble the church. And they begin to change commands of God.
They
give us theirs they have gotten from Satan. Ezekiel chapter
8.
Let's start from verse 8.
Ezekiel chapter
8 from verse 8.
Ezekiel chapter 8
verse
8.
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 8.
Aonangamba nti omwana w'omuntu simanno mu kisenge.
Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had dug in the wall, behold, a door. Verse
9.
And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Verse
10.
So I went in and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and all idols of house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall, round about.
Olinyole 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Eranga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja nsanvu ku bakadde ab'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri ne wakati mu bo nga wayimiridde Yezaniya mutabani wa Sefani buli muntu ng'akutte ekyoterezo kye mu mukono gwe akaloosa ak'ekire eky'obubaane ne kanyoka.
And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Verse 12.
Olabye abakadde ab'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi kubanga boogera nti Mukama tatulaba kubanga yaleka ensi.
Then said he unto me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in his chambers of his idols? For they say, the Lord sees us not. The Lord has forsaken the land. Yes. They reach, they know. God is no more there. And they begin to put their effect of Satan. Other gods. They reach, they know God has forsaken them. Yes. You see them committing adulteries, abusing, committing evils and their pastors. And they know God forsook them. He's not there. Israel had not a true God.
And
these elders have seen here. Our Lord Jesus is one that speaks of in Matthew. Matthew chapter 15. Verses 1 to 3. Who set up human commands? Yes. But here, Ezekiel 8, verse 8, up to
12,
is where they act witchcraft in secret. Satan give them commands there. Yes. Yet those commands, they bring them that they can push God to abandon the church as they hand it to the hands of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 14.
Ezekiel esura eyomunana n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 13.
Era nangamba nti era onoolaba nate n'emizizo emirala emikulu gye bakola.
He said also unto me, turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations that they do. Verse 14.
Awo n'andeeta eri oluggi olw'omulyango ogw'ennyumba ya Mukama ogwayolekera obukiiko obwa kkono. Awo laba abakazi nga batudde eyo nga bakaabira Tamuzi.
Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was towards the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Yes. There are women who sit in those churches. They are on the mats behind there. And you think they pray to the living God. Ministers who put them there, they told them, speak tongues. Pray in tongues. And they have gods they call through them. Those ones, they are one who keep the secrets of every abomination and corruption of ministers. They are ones who cast and chase the laws of God from the church.
They
and you fear can unheld a cloth like that. They totally corrupt the church every time. When the minister still has
sanity,
they try to pray till he got corrupted. That's why we have not yet restored intercessors here. You want to pray for us, prayer is not right. Let's read we here.
Ezekiel esura y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 15.
Awuna ngamba nti olabye omwana w'omuntu era n'olaba nate emizizo egisinga gino obukulu.
Then said he unto me, have you seen this, O son of man? Turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations than this. Verse 16.
Awo n'andeeta mu luggya olw'omunda olw'ennyumba ya Mukama. Kale, laba, ku luggya olwa yeekaalu ya Mukama wakati w'ekisaasi n'ekyoto, nga waliwo abasajja ng'amakumi abiri mu bataano abakubye enkoona yeekaalu ya Mukama n'amaaso gaabwe nga gatunuulira ebuvanjuba era nga basinze enjuba nga batunuulira ebuvanjuba.
And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs towards the temple of the Lord, and their faces towards the east, and they worshipped the sun towards the east. Yes. They looked to the east. They cried to Tammuz, weeping, Tammuz. Those who look to the east, stop that. God is in every direction. The main issue is in the next verse.
Ezekiel chapter 8,
verse 17.
Ngamba nti olabye omwana w'omuntu. Kigambo kyangu eri ennyumba ya Yuda nga bakola emizizo gye bakolera wano, kubanga bajjuzizza ensi ekyejo era bakyuse nate okunsunguwaza. Era laba, basembeza ettabi ku nnyindo yaabwe.
Then he said unto me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Yes. As they waged the war on him.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So, mufuze,
so in the summary, the eras of his elders, it came repeating themselves. And in Zechariah chapter
7,
they were there and they made people fast for 70 years. Set up commands of fasting which cause confusions. And they refused to go read the Bible, see the past God commanded. They wake up in the morning, command as they want. Yet behind them there is Satan commanding them. And they make people fast, even they die. And to tell them, why did they not do what I commanded in my prophets?
And
they have a way they destroy the commands of God, the laws, judgments, statutes and ordinances of God. Those churches meant to follow. And they put in place theirs, in both theirs, they have their master Satan, who is behind. That is where it's begun to be spoken.
For
a long time, Israel had not the law. Not that they were not there. They were there. But they had abolished them. As you hear one of them who is said to be the head over them, and he says that the book, the Bible, is outdated, and you see that man, me, I think himself is outdated. He's not worthy even be among human beings.
I know a commentary again,
as a prison of hell where he's meant to be. Because to speak that thing, you should not be anymore in the people. You need to be picked in the night as you are sleeping. Your spirit should be taken and they bury that body.
Amen.
How dare
you say Bible is outdated?
Self
is peace of
itself.
All things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. It's none of the laws of God.
It's
a dot of it which will pass away until all have been fulfilled. Have you seen the madness you have?
We're
not even worthy to call you sir. You're not worthy for that. Not.
Fate
to call you a man is a very evil thing. You're not a man. You're not a woman.
In
creations on this world, there's none you look like.
Wow.
Even a God. It knows the commands of God.
That
we have an unusual animal. Among those in the plans of Genesis, it's not among. praise Jesus much. Let's read in Zechariah, we see. Zechariah chapter 7.
Zechariah esule yo musanvo norunyiriri olusoka.
Zechariah chapter 7 from verse 1.
Nti awolwatuka mu mwaka ogwokuna ogwakabaka Daliyo. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijja eri Zechariah. Kulunaku olwokuna olw'omwezi ogw'omwenda mu kisuleevu.
And it came to pass in the fourth year of the king Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Chislev. Verse 2.
Awo ababeseri bali batumye Salazeri nerage munereki n'abantu baabwe okwegayirira ekisa kya Mukama.
When they had sent unto the house of God Selezar and Legmelech and their men to pray before the Lord. Verse 3.
N'okwogera ne bakabona ab'omu nyumba ya Mukama ow'eggye ne bannabbi nga boogera nti nandikaabidde amaziga mu mwezi ogwokutaano nga neeyawudde nga bwe nakola mu myaka gino egyenkana wano.
And to speak unto the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and to the prophets saying, should I weep in the fourth month, in the fifth month, and concentrating myself as I have done these so many years. Verse 4.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama w'eggye ne kijja gye ndi nga kyogera.
Then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto me, saying. Verse 5.
Tigamba abantu bano ab'omu nsi ne bakabona ng'oyogera nti bwe mwasiibanga ne mukubira ebiwoobe mu mwezi ogw'okutaano ne mugw'omusanvu mu myaka gino ensanvu.
Speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, when you have fasted and mourned in the fifth and the seventh month, even those 70 years, did you at all fast unto me, even to me? Verse
6.
And when you did eat and when you did drink, did not you eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Verse 7.
Tekibagwanidde kuwulira bigambo bya Mukama bye yalagiriranga mu bannabbi ab'edda. Yerusaalemi bwe kyalimu abantu era nga kiri mirembe n'ebyalo byakyo ebyali bikirinaanye enjuyi zonna n'ensi ey'obukiiko obwa ddyo n'ensenyi nga bikyalimu abantu.
Should you not hear the words which the Lord has cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited in the prosperity, and her cities round about her, when men inhabited the south and the lowlands? Yes. They were fasting. Said not their own. 70 years. Imagine you fast 70 years. One who began their 10 years. By that time, they are
80 years.
Then in that period, they have passed away. They dive in vain. They fall in hell. That's the check from the body. Lord, we've been fasting for you. You have not fasted for me even a little. Leave me.
Era we mwagoloka okulya mweriira
when you rose to eat, you ate by yourselves.
Waino kola bye nabalagira bannabbi baabwe.
To do what I commanded through my prophets.
Nga babidi byadda.
And they had abolished them. Waliwo
biragiro by'abantu.
They are human commands. Fast, pray, fast,
abantu benzi.
Humans are fornicators and adulterers.
Bagwagwa.
They are immoral, profanic.
Tulemereddwa okubayigiriza eby'okukwata.
We failed to teach them what to keep.
Tubalagira kusiiba.
We command them to fast. They fast what? Why did they not fast the sin? In the fornication and immorality. And they no more do it before. More than with the fasted food which is not a profit to them. You eat for who?
And
when you fast for God. You fast to get contrite in heart. And you leave sin. Now the main thing, leave sin.
So
fast that you can leave sin. And you break your spirit because of sin. Because you punish yourself, leave the sin. Why get contrite? You leave sin straight. It's like you say,
I want
stop stealing, but let me first cut off my fingers. Leave the fingers, stop stealing.
kubanga
tujja
kusiŋana ng'okikwasiza omumwa
find you have held it with your mouth to steal it again
nagwo naagusalako
will you cut off that mouth
ubanga olagiridde okuba oduuka nge nga lwazitera n'olagirira abanaba era gwe mubbi omukulu
those who steal and you are the main thief
kati okusinga okusiibisa
now than fasting
mbove ku kibi
that you leave the sin
ku kibi
you leave sin before you act contrite before God kubanga ekyo
kyennyini
for the exact it's what I've told you
ndi kiri omuntu bwayagala
someone
okulekerawo okuba
want to stop stealing
and they say
let me first cut off my fingers they cut off his fingers they are ones which entice me to steal
And
they forget the heart is not aligned.
Going
to go pick it with the mouth and steal it. Praise Jesus much. So it's very important. Remember those God commanded us before. But as I have told you, for a long time Israel had no commands. It is the church. And they have no commands. They have no laws. They do not have judgments of God. They have not statutes.
Neither
ordinances of God.
Not
that they were not there in the Bible, but because they had abolished them. And they set up human commands. And those humans, Satan commanded them. Satan, how long is one who minds things of men? Satan already is one who minds things of men.
When a
man follows his own, he supports that person. Even sponsors the person with money. Even provision he provides. There are ministries moving in the world. And they show they are powerful. But they are filled of evils.
What
who sponsors them to be there?
Yes, Satan.
It is Satan. Let us see. He minds things of men.
Matayo esuula y'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'abiri.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 20.
Matayo esuula y'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 21.
Yesu n'asookerawo okubuulira abayigirizwa be nti kimugwanira okugenda e Yerusaalemi okubonyaabonyezebwa ennyo abakadde ne bakabona abakulu n'abawandiisi n'okuttibwa ne ku lunaku olwokusatu okuzuukizibwa.
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Yes. He was going to suffer. Things of the elders. The chief priests were there then. The scribes. Before they
killed
him, he had to suffer them, for he had to contend with them. For abolishing the commands of God. Let us hear. Matthew chapter 16, verse
22.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from you, Lord, this shall not be unto you. Verse 23.
Verse 23.
But he turned and said unto Peter, Get you behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me, for you consider not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Yes.
Satan,
when they see things of men,
and
say that you have done. Yes. You've done a role contending against God. Right now, I'm going to help you. You know he was the first to depart from truth. And he never
spelled
it. Anytime you see people stray from the truth, you say, I've gotten companions. Let me go support them. And do not think that religion standing in the world, because they have built many buildings, the ministers there, and they have cars, storied buildings, in religions and beliefs, in the false salvation, that their supporter is God. No. They have a supporter. For they are on their own things. And they are on their own. Satan is right on their side. But he minds much things of men. Because men have departed from things of God. God support us, for he's the one who departed from the things of God before. Now, commands of God went out of the world and went out of the church first, and the world they totally disappeared, and Satan began to say, God checks the hearts. And church began to close. Pastors anointed my daughter. You have clothed for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I feel the anointing is flowing.
And
it's flowing.
You've
been filled with the anointing.
And she falls off. And
he
said, we too shall clothe like that. You see a trouble where it is. Church got a supporter after departed from commands of God, the laws, judgments, statutes and ordinances of God. They had the supporter they got, and it feels the support is high leveled. They got Satan and his fallen angels appear demons of plants. And he deals with the church very well. As you see in the Acts 16, verse 16, up to 20, and they have demons fighting, they give them money. They don't mind of righteousness. You come with your miniskirt, with your heels like that.
The pastor begins. I see you. And God is with you.
Okay.
I'm seeing God. A mighty hand of God is touching
you. The first one of the true God. There is a supporter of sins. Those pulpits clothed like wild cats.
But the pastor went straight,
they had anointed
books,
they are the first to be filled. Those who play songs of the shrines.
Play for me this song, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He starts. Yet he's calling the God you don't know. Yet, when you reach the church, you wonder, there are no commands of God. People do what they want. They steal all the time.
Yet,
God said they brought in the house. They now lack food there.
They leave
people yelling in the synagogues
as they have cars,
big cars, they own cars, they build. They forget all commands say, and you don't mind your own things alone, but even of others. They claim be our spiritual fathers, yet our physical fathers. They prepared some lands for us. They prepared capital and land we shall inherit.
These
spiritual fathers who cannot prepare and set anything for a child to take over,
but
they snatch from you everything you have.
Yes, you ever see when you're
Jesus' man.
Yes,
are you there? Now you will understand well these things. Those to enter department of teaching priests, you must be knowing all those. And there are elders who are not honored. When they are in the church, and they are one who led campaign of abolishing the commands laws of God,
just
abolish the clothing of the preachers,
Those in Ephesians 6, from verse 10 to 17,
and they bring back
the garments of the fathers they rent from long back.
They priesthood
changed from those garments, and they clothed the gospel in the feet, and the belt of truth in the waist, and they put the breast of righteousness, and they hold the shield of faith, and they hold the sword of the word of God, and they clothed the helmet of salvation on the head of the Holy Spirit, who came in the tongues of fire, and they come back
before.
Now you people, they abolish things of God. Look to you born again also. Those garments, why clothe them?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You know, in Colossians he says
that
if we deny the things of the world, the hidden things, even commands those followers of the world, why us go back and resume doing them? They are there to press the body. Yet there is no meaning in them. Following the worship of fallen angels, who appear as angels of light, yet they are the fallen angels. Now many have them. You find that God sent me, build me a powerful church, and it is called White House. And it's a building. You commands which say like that.
We
build a church, a building, where are they? And they order us like that.
Home,
where are you going? I am going to the church. You ask you. Jesus died for the church. Buildings or you?
This
comes back for the church. Comes for the buildings or you? Yet our elders have heads with white hair on them.
Themselves
trained us that the buildings are the church. You find them walking bent with their backs.
No,
like that. You expect wisdom and understanding of God. When they speak, you
fear,
even hide from them.
You've
seen that beast.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you apostle, what is wrong with you? Why are you so much on elders? Not me, who is so much on them. It is the Lord who teaches how to
prophets.
Me too, if you never told me, I wouldn't have spoken like this. I would have fallen things of elders. But it's no more possible. I was taught by the ancient elder.
It is
God Almighty. The ancient elder, when he handles elders, spent few years. Let's read in Colossians, we see. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20.
Obanga mwafira wamu ne Kristo okuleka ebyolubereberye ebyensi. Kiki ekibeteesa wansi w'amateeka ng'abakyali abalamu mu nsi.
Therefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, although living in the world, are you subject to ordinances?
Verse
21.
Tokwatangako, sitoligangako.
Touch not, taste not, handle not. Verse
22.
Which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Verse
23.
Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in self-imposed worship and
humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any value to the indulgence of the flesh. Yes. You see what happens? What a demon you might say. These are commands of God. When you enter brethren in the religion, you enter in the brethren, the Catholics, and you see the way they are clothed, you may say that God ordered these ones. And they have
clothed.
And they also have levels in them. Those who clothed white, black, purple, they go downwards, bluish. And they have these small children who are worshipping devils around them.
Now,
when you reach as they walk in their slow pace,
may say,
God is already here, you don't need to even step on him. The way they
come
the village burning incense of wizards and witchcraft. And they say that the senior is passing. But you say the senior. Now the incense is commanded is of knowledge. It's what you pass on the village. Preach people knowledge of God.
For
in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 and downwards,
it says,
now the practice of knowledge, what God wants to fill in every place, they pass with the incense burning smoke. Like that. The senior is passing on the village. And you fear the situation. When I meet my God, he said, I wonder, senior, maybe he got sorted so much.
They
don't differentiate or covenant with the shadows. Even the originals of truth which came now.
He told
us to spread the progress in every place. The same progress of knowledge. Now they pass through the incense. But
therefore,
forefathers made them get lost like that. But we request you be get saved. You get saved in the true salvation. Give up on what Satan had put in the world. The pastors in salvation committed evils. Right now God arises salvation of flesh. Passing through restoration. Into revival and restoration of all things
he
spoke in his prophets who were there from the beginning. It's the Old New Testament. They've known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
You're
preparing the entire world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Commands put there by people are very heavy enough. They cause afflictions of the flesh. Just to clothe those garments, it's not easy. For you don't breathe well. Now we on the work of the swift clouds. You have given us a problem. 2 hours I'm clothing those garments. 2 hours.
But if
you look at the clothing, it's of the Roman Empire.
Jupiter.
The priests of Jupiter.
They
are ones who clothed like that.
That's
they exchanged God in the midst there. Even the priesthood changed.
Those
cloth things like those were priests of Jupiter.
You will
read them in the Acts 14. Verse 14.
To enter verse
20. But as you have done them,
you made
it so that they evolved the worship of God.
But
remember, they say worship in vain.
But
they command, they show human commands to follow. Let's get back to Colossians chapter 2, verse 22.
Abakolosayi esule yokubiri nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 22.
Ebyo byonna bigwerawo mukolebwa okubereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza ebyabantu.
Which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men.
Abiri musatu.
Verse 23.
Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi ekyamagezi mu kusinza Katonda abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mu kwewombeeka ne mu kubonyaabonya omubiri.
Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any value to indulgence of the flesh. Yes. They say, they have an image.
They
are set up by humans. Yes. Commands of men and doctrines of men. They have an image of wisdom
imposed
by people in worship of God. But
it's
nothing they profit but to cause harm unto the body. They can make you fast endlessly that God is one who has commanded and affect the body, it all dries. You get sick of ulcer and all form of sickness. Many things have been commanded. You buy the pork of the pastor and the others. Stubbornness involved there.
Yet
people no more know commands of God. And they follow human commands as ones to kill.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So it
brings back the teaching priests. As
we
began to hear Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. Let's go back briefly.
Malachi chapter 2 verse
7.
Kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya. Era bandinoonyezza amateeka mu kamwa ke, kubanga ye mubaka wa Mukama wejje.
For the priest's lips should preserve knowledge, and they should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Verse 8.
Naye mwe mukyuse mukyamye mu kkubo, musitazizza bangi mu mateeka, mwonoonye endagaano ya Leevi, bw'ayogera Mukama wejje.
But you have departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the law of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes.
They
caused many people to stumble on the laws. When the law said, don't chase a woman for any reason, except for adultery, and began to chase for every reason.
You
married, gave birth quick.
Began
to call him Aji Pastor. People got stumbled on the laws. Commands of people gave them on the commands of laws. If the pastors do like that, what can we do? Now you know like this. We ask full knowledge of God. We were given to spearhead
Uganda, Africa, and Asia.
Uganda, Africa, and entire world. In the revival and restoration of all things
that
God spoke in his prophets were in the beginning. As the Old and New Testaments are,
they be known
the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. To prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what was commanded on Prophet Elijah. That when he will come, he will remind us of the laws of Moses. And to restore the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, a person in the gospel. You come back. Yes. You know, fathers in the gospel. Many things have been done. In religions, in the beliefs, in salvation.
They
have caused many stumble on the laws of God. But we need to restore back
light,
which is in the commands of God. When God says Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, the priest slipped out of preserved knowledge, and in his mouth, people would have sought there the laws of God. Remember, knowledge is light. Praise Jesus much. Remember knowledge. It is light. As
you
read in the Corinthians,
2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, to enter verse 7.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It is the light he has commanded to shine in darkness. But that light, it passed through commands, it passed through the laws, judgments of God. Have you understood well? Let's first read B.C.
2
Corinthians chapter 4, verse
6. For God
who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Yes. God, when he said the priest sleep how to preserve knowledge, he says
it
must have light of knowledge, which revealed the glory of God. And that treasure
is
in our earthly vessels. Now the teaching priests, in restoring the presence of God, they have to bring the light of the laws,
the
light of the commands of God, the laws, judgments. Judgments is to say, if you will do this, God will do this to you. You know, not many understand the judgments, but they read them in the Bible. And these teaching priests,
they're
responsible of all departments you saw above. Yes. To set them up. Department of Holy Church of God on the world, and the three divisions in there, they are responsible. Put their department of deacons and bishops and the divisions within them, they are responsible. Put their department of judges, the Holy Church of God on the earth, responsible for the commands, laws, and the judgments. And the divisions in there, and they are responsible. Put their department of brethren, the singers, in the Holy Church of God, to lead us always, we worship God in the spirit and truth, as the commands of God are. And they are responsible to put their department of elders of the Holy Church of God on the earth, responsible to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of God, righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, as they reveal the secrets of kingdom of heaven. This department of teaching priests, it is their work, because they have to manifest the fullness of God, the presence of God, even the works of God.
And we've said that God has commanded light of knowledge always be in the mouth of the teaching priest. Even all commands moved by that light. Always when you read Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23, they tell you that the commands of God, the laws, the judgments, statutes and ordinances of God, they all are delight, enlighten us. Let's read, we see. Proverbs chapter 6, verse
23. For
the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Yes. The commandments, it's a lamp. The law, it's the light. The leaf of instruction. The leaf of the judgments. Yes. It is the way of life.
When
tells you, when you do this, I will do this to you. If you do evils, I will pay you as your evils are. If you do good, I will pay you as your goodness are. That is what we call judgments. Now the statutes. There are those you hear. That when it reaches a man or woman, even touching, do not touch. Do not touch if you dare touch. You have committed adultery, fornication. Yes. Even when you see and you admire, you've committed adultery. Commands you never to head to that way. Reaches you into fornication and adulteries. Now the statutes. Man will be of one woman. That is an ordinance. It was ordered. Woman. Man. Man will be for one woman. Yes. Not a man with the man. Not. Not a woman with a woman. Not. That in the ordinances of God, it's not there. It's not even in the goats, neither in the insects, not even in the fish, neither in the plants, neither in the birds, except in you immoral homosexuals. You are no more among humans, neither in the animals, neither in the insects. Even in the fish and the birds, you don't fall there. Even the trees deny you. You who marry men with men, woman with woman. You are monsters. What you can do is one. Here we call you be born, come new creation for your creations which are not rightful.
You are.
In the ordinances of God,
if one man with one woman,
even in animals, go with a woman, not a man, even in insects, even in birds, even in the fish, even in the trees.
Well,
there's a male purple tree and a female. Sure. Now these ones are what? They are not dry fish. Although it's a dry fish, you see, this is a female fish, though it's dry. These are not dry fish. I speak to homosexuals. What are they? These are new creations in Romans chapter
8.
Verse 38-39. Creations not rightful. But there is still chance of getting born again. Go back in the image of your creator.
Now,
among you there, you have married off your wives. Now, you pass
in two positions.
Mulinga mukka.
You are like oxygen, breath,
no.
Carbon dioxide,
gas.
And when it passes through the mouth, people get very afraid. When you pass gas through the mouth, you too claim you're not a homosexual. You abolished the law. How do you pass behind? Where they
pretend
to pass another gas? And you go
sewage.
Open up sewage.
Septic tank
has to open by itself when it's called on the toilet.
To
a human claim to understand you pass by there. You two eat things not meant to be eaten. You showed the foolishness of the he-gods.
You
opened up those funny tooth of a he-god.
You know, he-god,
it showed that foolishness. God, you see those funny tooth. You who lick the parts not meant to be licked.
You
don't know the use as it was written in the laws. Apostle, you see him. He's abusing us. I'm insulting you.
But
he got after it does its foolishness. He laughs off its tooth as you does it. You know, Romans chapter
1,
verse 22 downwards,
we're commanded
the way the parts are used.
Yeah.
Bible says they left the natural use of the creations, of the parts, and they do it and use them over things not right, and they got corrupted by themselves. But in the preparations of God, ordinances, he gave them their work and role.
You get a mouth
commanded to eat and speak. And you go lick those parts. You begin to lick those parts.
You
know, creations preach to us. But the God already preached to people like you. You
need
to open those party tooth of yours. And God, you see these fools? They lick things not right. That they laugh off their tooth. But those who have a mentality leaking private parts, I advise you from old. You tell us to cook for you groundnuts. We eat. You come lick those plates and that mentality dies in you. You get tired. Maybe we buy for you sweets. Those who begin to lick things not right. You women got it corrupted. You put those parts in your mouth. I pray God put a special sickness
on those
who lick parts not meant to be licked. That sickness to spread the entire world
and
come out spoken of that it gets those who lick those private parts.
That
spoken today, God fulfill it.
Amen.
You dare lick those again. Break the commands of God. You know something they say? Apostle to pray evil things to us like that.
But
God spoke Deuteronomy 28. It will come to pass.
You
start from the verse 15. It will come to pass.
If
not diligently acting the voice of the Lord your God, keeping his commands and the laws, all these curses will follow you.
Red
curses including those sins. Among those, he gets one.
Strikes
in parts of those who keep licking with their mouth.
kubanga singa teyabateerawo sirimu era
did put for them HIV AIDS
mwali mudduka embiro z'obwezi
you were running marathon of immorality
kati mwasiba mu
now you reduced speeds yes
kati muyitiridde mu kukombera ebitasaana
now you are too much to lick it
n'okununa ebitali bitu
and putting
eyo nsabateeke ekirwadde kyabakomberera n'abanuunanuuna
a sickness of those who keep licking and eating those parts
mwagala okwono n'emirembe egiddamu
you want to corrupt the next generations
yesu yebazibwe tulifena
are we together
wow.
Waliwo abagayi nebanna
but now
kati lwaki tulika naawe
why don't you leave us
nja kubaleka nga namwe mulese ebibi
I will leave you when you to lift your those your sins yes and we all agree
njaga kubaleka
butasaba bintu ebyo not to pray for things
nga namwe mulese ebibi
when you to have left those sins
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so buvunanyizibwa
so the responsibility
wabakabona abayigiriza
of the teaching priests
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
waruwe nsonge endala
no there is another reason
yayo katujiite moko
let us pass through it
kabona abayigiriza
teaching priests
bayigirizibwa katonda
they are taught by God
kuita muyuri
passing through urim
bakabona abayigiriza
the teaching priests
bayigirizibwa katonda ayigirizibwa
they are taught by the God who teaches how to prophet
okuita muyurim
passing through urim
samimu
famim
okuchusibwa
the trans
okuchusibwa
the trans or transfiguration
okuresibwa
the vision
awamune ebiroto
even the dreams
wandise bulungi
have you written down well
tuna mukitabo kya muganda urabe
look to the book of your brethren you see
tugambye nti bakabona abayigiriza
we said the teaching priests
bayigirizibwa katonda ayigiriza okugasa
they are taught by God who teaches how to prophet
okuyita muyurim
passing through urim
samimu
famim
okuchusibwa
trans or transfiguration
okurisibwa
the vision
awamu nebiroto
even the dreams
bajuzibwa musana gwe kigambo kya katonda
and they are filled light of the word of God
bajuzibwa musana ogwo kumanya oguita mu kigambo kya katonda
they are filled light of knowledge passing through the word of God yes
nayinga enkuru kuyo
but the main thing on them
yeyo ngabwe tutandise
it's as we've begun
bakabona bo baveyo ngabambuka
priests come from there as they move up yes
basinjira nyo muyurimu
they base most in the urim
zize atachovula zimaze na ze banga denenga temuzimanyina
take the long time you do not know about them
wambu atabakabona kudda ziba bolira
not a priest to come back tell them to you
to hisa na zero
you cannot dare even think about it
nazuze zimuku untambulo ezomwo
them to a some of the spiritual transports which rarely appears
urim
nesam and famim those ones are very hard
kubanga okuvedda nga bakabona bokabe babera nazo
because from old only priests are the ones who had them
naye kirungi
but the good thing in our seasons
atonda fenna tuise mbwaka
God has called all us into the priesthood
erabwa tumutumide kabona ayigirisha
when he sent us the teaching priest
chigena tuyambako bitegera byonna
going to help us understand all
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
bwe tusome nnyo mukubikulirwa
when we read in the revelations
yesu okonyoromoka
chapter 1 verse 6
atonda tufudde bakabona
God has made us priests
era chitugwanira fenno okuba nazo
because all of us to have this
okubikulirwa sule soka n'olunyiriri olwomukaga
revelations chapter 1 verse 6
natufulo bwakabaka bakabona eri katonda kitawe ekitiibwa n'obuyinza biberenge eryoyo emirembe n'emirembe okubikulirwa essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano era biva eri Yesu Kristo omujulirwa omwesigwa omubereberye w'abafu era afuga bakabaka b'omu nsi atwagala era eyatusumulula mu bibi byaffe olw'omusaayi gwe
and from Jesus Christ who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the priest of the kings of the earth unto him that loveth us
and washed us from our sins into his own blood.
Verse 6. Ekitiibwa n'obuyinza biberenga eri oyo emirembe n'emirembe. Amen.
It has made us a kingdom and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Yes.
Be very Christo.
They come from Christ.
He
who redeemed us and washed off our sins with his blood.
And
those who washed off the sins, we become priests.
If
those committing sins,
you
not yet reached that level. When you still fight with sins, how rich level you've overcome sins.
I
cannot teach much on that issue now. Because there are those who are going to be put in place and they have become priests.
Now
they have left all the sins, put them aside. And they will be ordered to become teaching priests. But those, they have passed through all the five departments above. And they have gotten experience of them. They have filled light of knowledge in all of them. And even level of elders, they have passed it. They have been sanctified. They have shared of the power of the age to come. If I reach that level, I'll tell you. But making you a priest, you have gotten already sanctified. Required of you to enter the Holy of Holies. To take there a sacrifice on behalf of all the others for their sins, even their ignorance.
But
you never went there when you're not sanctified. Now to become in a kingdom, it's the government of God on the earth. And in it is these priests. Among us were still on the higher level of the church. But we are in the journey to being sanctified to become priests. Because these priests, they have a special responsibility. When
you
read Revelation 5 verse 10, it says like this. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10.
N'obafuula eri Katonda waffe obwakabaka era bakabona era bafuga ku nsi.
And have made us unto our God a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Yes.
Ebeera government.
It is a government.
N'engeteekebwawo bakabona.
Yet it's put in place by priests.
Ebateekawo bali bonna waggulu.
They are one who put all the others above.
Etuzze tulaba department
etaano. Come to see the five departments. They work and make a kingdom on the earth. The kingdom of God on the earth. God is heavenly government on the earth.
But
if you come from above, let's read verse
9.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9.
Ne bayimba oluyimba olujja nga boogera nti osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo, kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira Katonda olw'omusaayi gwo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga.
And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed us unto God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Verse 10.
N'obafuula eri Katonda waffe obwakabaka era bakabona era bafuga ku nsi.
And have made us unto our God a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Yes.
Olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
For the blood of Jesus.
Bwe gututukuza ne tugwamu omwoyo omubi.
When it makes us, we cease to have the evil spirits. That speaks in the Hebrews 10, verse 21-22. As we've been sprinkled upon, we've been finished out of the evil spirits, we've become a kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of children of men.
oba government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
Oh God is government in the governments of the earth.
Netufugira kunsi.
And we reign on the earth.
Naye obufuzi bw'ekkanisa obwo.
But that rulership of the church.
Tewara bikolwensonga emu.
It's never appeared for one reason.
Bakabona abayigiriza abalina okulabisa obujjuvu obwa Katonda.
Teaching priests meant to manifest fullness of God.
Okwa Katonda.
And the presence of God.
N'emirimu gya Katonda egy'ekitalo mu nsi.
And the marvelous works of God on the earth. And they are not appeared.
Kanisa neba nafu nyo.
And church appeared very weak.
Neka inza kuleta mfuzi bwa Katonda kunsi.
Never brought rulership of God on the earth, neither manifest it. But the time has come. Kingdom is spoken in the Daniel 11. Kingdom of the world be given to the holy ones. Even Daniel chapter 2. The time has come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our responsibility is very major.
We
have to fight both from level. All levels we've read of above.
To
enter level of the teaching priests. Because we are made priests. When we've left all the evils.
And
that takes us to be of the household of God all the days.
Already
been registered there. It's not easy even to be gotten out of there. Praise Jesus much. Because when you read Revelation chapter 20, verse 5 and 6, he says like this. Revelation chapter 20, verses 5.
Abafa abalala tebaba balamu okutuusa emyaka 10 lwe gyaggwa. Kuno kwe kuzuukira okw'olubereberye.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resolution. Verse 6.
Aweredde omukisa era ye mutuukirivu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye. Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bo. Naye banaabeeranga bakabona ba Katonda era ba Kristo era banaafugiranga wamu naye emyaka 10.
Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes. They are blessed. Those who have a portion in the first resurrection. For the second day, it has no right over them. When we speak of the second day, speak of the lake of fire. You have overcome it. And you're going to be a priest of God and of Christ. And you reign with him.
When you
speak of 1,000 years, it's mystery.
But
they mean one day. Which never ends. What calls today? When you hear the voice of the Lord your God, harden not your hearts.
A
day which never ends, all through it rains. Now, brethren, as we've heard of, that these priests, they are taught by God, the teaching priests, they are taught by God who teaches how to profit, passing through Urim,
Samim,
Pamim. The trance or transfiguration. The vision and the dreams
that
they be filled light of knowledge passing through the word of God. And they can manifest the full knowledge of God in the world, in his presence and its glory, even the works of his hands. And when we are told in the first Peter chapter 2, verse 5 speaks like this on that issue.
1
Peter chapter
2 verse 5.
You also, as living stones, are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Yes. We became priests. Yes. Holy priests.
tukuzibwa n'omusaayi
cleansed with the blood
ne tufuuka bakabona abatukuvu
became holy priests
tuyina okuwaayo saddaaka ez'okuweereza
offer sacrifice of ministration
kuweereza kwaffe okw'amagezi
ministration of wisdom
nga tetufaananyizibwa mirembe gino
not conformed to this world
tetufaananako
we don't appear like them That's Romans 12. Verses 1 to 3. But we know that God what he wants. Acceptable and that he wills. Sure. Now priests, are we there? Yes.
That's
a department we have to work within it. What I have understood. That priest apostle. After he teaches all of them, he has tried to
snare us.
He is going to be in all of them by himself. He qualifies by himself. I can work in entire Uganda and even Africa and the entire world.
Because
this is the worldwide call.
I
don't preach for it's me worthy being there.
Me
too, God taught me when I'm not worthy being there. Until he made me.
It's
what is up to now to make us into that he wants. We to sing every day. Make me that into what you want me to be.
Wow. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Are we together? Let's repeat Peter, we see.
Peter, ekisoka, esura eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
Era nammwe, ng'amayinja amalamu, mwazimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeera nga bakabona abatukuvu, okuwangayo saddaaka ez'omwoyo, ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
You also, as living stones, are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Yes.
A
royal priesthood. We have offer ministration of wisdom. Wisdom in the word.
And
we not conform to this world. But we know that God accepts, that wills and accepts. Yes. That's why they call the priest.
Now
we're just being made. We were not.
For
the priest which was there was Levites. Our Lord Jesus brought the priest with the New Testament. He called all of us. And on us called.
We
not had the blood of the Levites.
Blood
of serving God in truth. Up to now,
it's
gathered teaching us that
he feels
in us that blood of Jesus, that of the priesthood. And he finishes the blood of evils.
He
fills in us the blood which speaks better words. Don't you see you
are
you fight? You
shall
not align us. Go say you align yourself.
You
finish blood of your fathers, that wizard blood. Fill the blood which serves the priesthood. The blood of Jesus speaks better words. Finish the blood which casts with them a worship. That of envy, of jealousy, of immorality.
Amen.
And he squeezes. Write your sins, repent. Go confess them.
And the
Satan's schemes get out of him. He checks those in the heart. He gets the evil spirits.
And say you're
going to write them, confess them. And
he
says, what is it doing to us?
Yes.
And we squeeze the blood of sin. As the priesthood blood. The blood of Jesus. Which can speak better words. Speaks in Hebrews 12 verse 24. Now brethren, as if me squeeze you
in the
commands of God, I know where you can become real priests, that of the living God, and the teaching priests.
Process
the same process.
This
is the blood of curses.
Blood
does not feel pain, not ministering. Don't mind ministering. You don't mind. Those are your forefathers.
And they are filled of curses, not wishing others. Envy,
murogo,
witchcraft,
guagua,
immorality, marrying men and women. That's what they squeeze. Of proposing everywhere you find. When you reach, I say, no, no. When you've seen you approach your prayer partners, you get prayer partners. You don't speak it by yourself. Now you who secretly does it, you'll get ashamed here. They said, it's one who wrote a love letter. When he came to give it, to give him the tithe, he gave that letter is in problems. Another two wrote passing thy sight. A person not worthy to be spoken to. A letter already reached me.
I told you,
it will be very hard to pass your sin onto another. To first make another foolish, yet it's another big
work.
You enter your foolishness in that person.
Man,
you write them things. You've corrupted them, you know. They are going to expose it. You are finished. You are finished. You are going to run when no one chases you. You would have repented when it's still time. You see how you forgot?
No.
In the basket of God? What kind of sorting is that? And you give the
letter
God to show us how you break commands. Another pastor came in secret to a girl like that. The girl said, what are we doing? She took it. Both responsible and holy marriage. Man. The letters reached already. That is how you will sort doing things not right filled with your evils. Now, how did you
dare
sort to that extent? How did you sort you who did such things? They will tell you when you come to repent. The situation is not well. It will be very hard for you to pass your sin here. You to stay within it. Time has dawned on you. You will sort one day stand in the front there. You tell us everything. Let's finish in Peter. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Peter ekisoka esule yokubiri no lunyiriri olwo mwenda.
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
Na yemwe muri gwanga donde bakabona bakabaka ndi bakabona bakabaka chika chitukuvo bantu beye muri okemo bulirenge birungi byoyo eyabaita okuva mu kizikiza okuyingira mu kutangala kwe okwe kitalo.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Yes. They called it the priesthood. They called it the much light of knowledge. Demonstrate the presence of God. Praise Jesus much. But as I told you, that these teaching priests, they were taught by God. They are taught by God to teach how to profit through the spiritual transports, where there is the Urim,
Samimu,
Thummim, the trance or transfiguration, the vision,
And the dreams. As he first speaks in Job chapter 20, verse 8, as he says this on the spiritual transports. Job chapter 20, verse
8.
Job chapter 20, verse 8.
Anavukanga ng'ekiroto so talabikenga wewao anagoberwanga ddala ng'okwolesebwa okw'ekiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes.
Ezo ziba ntambula.
Those as transports.
Atonda zaitamu.
God passed through.
Asobola okuyigiriza bakabona.
That he can teach the priests.
Niwankubadde ng'asooka n'alonda kabona oyo anaayigiriza abalala.
Even though he first chose a priest will teach others.
Wabula Katonda atuuka ku ddaala ate n'asisinkana bakabona abalala ab'enjawulo
abategekeddwa. But God reached a level, meets other priests who have been trained and prepared.
N'ayongera okubayigiriza.
And he moves to teach them.
Waliwo omusajja gwe tulaba.
There is a man we see.
Mutume Paulo.
Apostle Paul.
Bwe yalooza kukumanya nti afuuse kabona wa Katonda.
When he thought of marriage as become a priest of God.
Ngeri gye yategeeramu yali nyanjawulo.
The way he understood was different.
Era agamba.
And he said.
Nti n'okuyigiriza okwali kumuwereddwa.
And the teaching was given him.
Kwali kw'abantu.
It was not of man. But there was this revelation of Jesus. It's what I always tell you. This was the biblical journey. Heavenly biblical journey. For 7 years. From there 2005 up to 2011. In the spiritual transports. Where there's a Urim. Always I speak of it. Where there is the Samim. The Azotas. The Trance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
these transports, because time is long, and the true God is not in the church, there is no teaching priest, there are no laws. God, how he will come involve himself. For a reason, nowhere he will send you to a teaching priest for he's not there. That priest is there. As you see that I'm here today, you would have sent me to you if you were the one there.
But
that's nowhere to send me. He had to handle me by himself. So that should not get angered. He did it by him, not me. Don't you think we shall start from there tomorrow? We have to get explained how you have the spiritual transports in the priesthood. When he speaks of Ezra, he says, don't do anything until we've gotten a priest with the Urim, the Thummim.
Ezra esule yokubiri lolo nyiriri olwenkaga musatu.
Ezra chapter 2 verse 63.
Tirusasa nagamba balemengo okulya ku bintu ebitukuvu ennyo okutuusa lwe walibaawo kabona alina Urimu ne Sumimu.
And the governor said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with Urim and with Thummim. Yes. Governors, we should say that. Let us keep waiting.
Remember,
governors are in the division of the church above. Yes. They are in the office of God the Father. For them to say, let's wait. A priest with the Urim. If he's one used
to
inquire from God what we do at this time, or from him.
Those
are quick means through which God speaks. I should speak with him always. We shall see them. You prepare yourself to enter into the priesthood and you become a teaching priest. All departments we have to work in them. But we shall start from there to get explained of the teaching priests, the way they are taught of God. In those spiritual transports. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's await for next services. Then we close.
Amen.